This is KUNC.
I'm Kyra Buckley.
The suicide of 9-year-old Jamel Miles has put a spotlight on the growing number of youth suicides. He's the Denver student whose mother has told media outlets he recently came out as gay and was being bullied at school. Data from the state's health department show suicide is the leading cause of death of kids between ages 10 and 14 in Colorado. And student suicide is something the state has been looking into. In the last year, they've created a position to work on preventing youth suicides. Lena Heilman holds that job, and she joins me now. So is this a bigger problem than previously thought?
Suicide continues to be a public health issue in our communities, including for our youth. As well as across the age span for all people here in Colorado.
Do we know if there are some factors behind the growing number of suicides?
Suicide is a very complex issue. There are always many factors that lead to suicide. When we're looking at our youth numbers, we know that the numbers there are complex as well, and multiple factors can contribute to a young person having thoughts of suicide, attempting suicide, or going on to die by suicide. These numbers can be a little bit more challenging for LGBTQ youth because LGBTQ youth might be facing additional stressors, which could include bullying or discrimination or lack of resources.
So how is Colorado working to address bullying?
Here at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, we do work on lots of different approaches to preventing injury and violence, including bullying. But on a broader level, what we really want is to make sure that people in Colorado feel connected to their communities, that they have trusted people that they can go to when they're struggling with whatever it is, that communities are resilient and can provide resources and support for individuals for whatever they're facing. So for our youth, it's particularly important that youth feel connected to a trusted adult, that they have someone they can go to talk about what they're facing in their lives that is challenging, that is stressful, that they have that go-to person who can support them through their challenging times.
What do you share with adults about what they can do in their communities to help prevent youth suicide?
So it's important to understand that suicide is really a community issue and suicide prevention is also a community issue. For adults who are concerned about their youth, having conversations, checking in, being very genuine about how are you feeling, what's going on, how can I help you? These are the first steps that are really important before even necessarily broaching the topic of suicide. But having those conversations, being a resource and a kind ear are really what's most important.
Is there anything that's sometimes left out of this conversation?
Thanks for that question. I think it's really important to point out that although suicide is a leading cause of death in America, there are so many people who have lived through thoughts of suicide, suicidal behaviors and suicide attempts who do not die by suicide. And their stories are stories of hope and resiliency and struggles and coming out on the other side and showcasing some of those stories, people who've been through those really hard times and have used resources, whether they're professional resources or their communities or their loved ones, to come out of it and to lead lives of recovery. Those are the stories that are also important to be hearing.
Lena Heilman, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That was Lena Heilman, Colorado's Youth Suicide Prevention Coordinator. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.